Greetings, shalom, and welcome to SDBibleStudy.org and SD Bible Study Church. This is Pastor and Teacher Alan Lewis Silva, and today we're going to be reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5. And they came over to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee, by God, that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion, sitting and clothed, and in his right mind. And they were afraid, and they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coasts. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him, that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman who had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things with many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain, which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straitly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. This is a wonderful chapter from the Gospel of Mark, and it's about the miracles of Jesus. So as it starts out, you have somebody who is filled with evil spirits, and you see the qualities of these spirits. These spirits confuse the person's mind. It feels if there's other beings living inside this man. He cuts himself and has destructive behavior. It's hard to restrain him because he is possessed by devils. He even can do certain supernatural feats with the powers of these demons, such as to break these chains and these fetters. But it's a very destructive and it's a very wicked life. And the spirituality that these demons do exist and still are a problem in the world is shown how the spirits that were in this man were cast out by Jesus Christ. And then they were sent into the swine to demonstrate something. This is what devils do to people. The devils go into the swine, which is an unclean animal, and then they go into the sea, and then they drown and die, and all the animals die. That's what devils do to people. Okay, that's what diabolical things that people do. That is what sins unrestrained do. They send people to hell. Avoid that. Now, when the man had the devils cast out by the presence of Jesus and his will for that person's life, he was clothed, he was no longer naked, he was sitting, he was thinking well. He was in his right mind. He had quite an experience. I think he was probably thinking about it. Didn't say he was in a normal mind. What is normal? It says he was in his right mind. He was able to think about these types of things. He wanted to follow Jesus. And Jesus said, not that he couldn't follow him, but he said, what you need to do if you want to follow me is you need to go back home and show people what I've done for you and tell them about me. In that way, he was following Jesus. He didn't have to literally follow him. He didn't have to become a priest. He didn't have to joined the ministry of an ordination of some kind or something like that. Just had to go home and tell your friends, the people who care about you, tell them the great things that the Lord has done for you and that how he has compassion on me. That's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful miracle. And he did. And then you have a leader of the religion whose daughter was dying. And in the process, she dies. And in the meantime, someone takes a hold of Jesus, of his clothing, to be healed of a terrible disease. And she's entirely healed. And Jesus says, it's your faith that has healed you, because you believe there was righteousness in me. And my righteousness departed from me. My virtue had gone out of me into you, because you took a hold of me. But Jesus' virtue was not exhausted. Even though she was unclean herself with an issue of blood that would be unclean in the Torah, she did not make him unclean. Whereas typically in the Torah, someone becomes defiled through contact, such as through with an issue of blood and that type of thing. But not Jesus, because Jesus Christ is the Word made flesh. He has come in the likeness of man. His goodness cannot be exhausted. He cannot be unclean. He is the conqueror of death. He has the keys of hell and death. The devil doesn't have those things. He took those, right? Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, so then she's healed, and then Jesus comes in, and people are saying, oh, you can't do this. They're mocking. But he goes in, he takes the father, he takes the mother, he takes Peter, James, and John. And he tells the daughter to wake up. And she's not dead anymore. She's alive. And they give her something to eat. She's probably hungry. All right. It's a beautiful chapter. Praise Jesus.